This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 22 for Tuesday, August 17th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are mostly higher on Tuesday, with gains in the upfront contracts and declines in the more deferred positions. The November canola contract rises $5.90 at $9.18.30 per ton. The January contract is up $3.40 at $9.01.60 per ton. A trader explains the chart shows a bullish market as the trade comes to terms with the uncertainty in this year's canola production. While numerous guesses place the coming harvest at 15 million to 17 million tons, there are growing indications there will be less canola than that. In the meantime, Stats Canada is scheduled to issue its report on principal field crops come August 30th. As for other oils, Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with Malaysian palm oil, are lower, while European rapeseed is mixed. There are small gains in Chicago soy meal. The Canadian dollar is weaker and supportive of canola. The loonie is at 79.17 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 79.56. Temperatures on the prairies will begin to recede towards normal after today. In turn, that should generate some rainfall later in the week. The greater amounts of precipitation are to be expected in the eastern side of the region. The United States Department of Agriculture says there are two private sales of soybeans with 198,000 tons for China and 132,000 tons to unknown destinations. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour says corn yields in Ohio are estimated to be about 185 bushels per acre and 151.5 for South Dakota. For soybeans, the tour projects a pod count of 1195 for Ohio and 997 for South Dakota. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are now lower on Tuesday. After being higher early in the session, the November contract is down 7 cents at 1361.5 per bushel. October soy oil is down about 0.8 of a cent at 62.19 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal nudges up 60 cents at 359.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday. The December contract loses a nickel at 563.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 6 cents at 504.5. Wheat futures are weaker on Tuesday. Chicago December tumps 26.5 cents at 748.5. Kansas City December drops 20 cents at 729. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December falls 20.5 cents at 906.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 17th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.